August 21, from defeat to victory. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. James 5:16. All are liable to err. Therefore, the Word of God tells us plainly how to correct and heal these mistakes. None can say that he never makes a mistake or that he never sinned at all, but it is important to consider what disposition you make of these wrongs. The Apostle Paul made grievous mistakes, all the time thinking that he was doing God's service. But when the Spirit of the Lord set the matter before him in its true light, he confessed his wrongdoing and afterward acknowledged the great mercy of God in forgiving his transgression. You also may have done wrong, thinking you were perfectly right. But when time reveals your error, then it is your duty to humble the heart and confess your sin. Whatever the character of your sin, confess it. If it is against God only, confess only to him. If you have wronged or offended others, confess also to them, and the blessing of the Lord will rest upon you. In this way you die to self, and Christ is formed within. When under the temptations of Satan, men fall into error, and their words and deportment are not Christ-like, they may not realize their condition, because sin is deceptive and tends to deaden the moral perceptions. But through self-examination, searching of the Scriptures, and humble prayer, they will, by the aid of the Holy Spirit, be enabled to see their mistake. If they then confess their sins and turn from them, the tempter will not appear to them as an angel of light, but as a deceiver. Those who acknowledge reproof and correction as from God, and are thus enabled to see their and correct their errors, are learning precious lessons even from their mistakes. Their apparent defeat is turned into victory. They stand, trusting not to their own strength, but to the strength of God. They have earnestness, zeal, and affection united with humility and regulated by the precepts of God's Word. They walk not stumblingly, but safely in a path where the light of heaven shines.